I'd like to call to order the committee, Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee. Ryle, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Here.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Simpson?
Here.
Senator Dale?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Coleman's present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. If we could please stand for the pledge led by Senator Thurston. Anyone who wants to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and turn it into the staff. If you check the box on the form to waive your speaking time, I will read your position into the record. Please turn off or mute all cell phones. Members, we are going to go to tab 5, Senate Bill 1090, Express Lanes by Senator Diaz. Senator Diaz, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make this quick and painless. This bill would deal with the express lanes, newly installed express lanes on the Palmetto Expressway 826 in Miami-Dade County. It only applies to that particular road. The design and implementation of that project that started in 2011 has actually created more congestion. We are also, to be clear, working directly with the Department of Transportation to try to reach a resolution administratively, but in the meantime, we are moving the bill to continue to work with them. So that is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. I have one appearance card, and that is Jess McCarty with Miami-Dade County, waving in support. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized. I'm sorry. Debate? Yes, Senator Diaz.
Just wanted to let my colleagues know that I'm a co-sponsor of this bill.
Seeing no more debate, Senator Diaz, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Been waived closed. Raul, please call the roll on the final passage of Senate Bill 1090.
Senator Brandis, Senator Lee, Senator Perry, Senator Simpson, Senator Dale,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 1090 will be reported favorably. Next, we will take up tab 1, Senate Bill 76 by Senator Book on transportation disadvantage. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you so very much, Chair Hudson, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to present this bill to the committee today. This legislation is a chance to make a real systemic difference to benefit Floridians with transportation issues, namely the elderly and those with exceptionalities and low-income Floridians. The issue was brought to my attention by an incredible advocate who was here this week, Danielle McGill, with the Ann Stork Center in Broward County. This is a small change that would make a big difference for Florida, and I hope that you'll support this good bill that will allow transportation disadvantaged Floridians to significantly improve the quality of life, ease of travel, and ability to provide for themselves and their families. And there is one amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and take up the amendment, and then we'll go back to questions. That is Amendment Barcode 903016 by Senator Book. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a technical amendment that was recommended by your incredible staff. To clarify my intent in writing this piece of legislation, they saw this rephrasing as a way to capture my intent for a broad elevation to be conducted by the coordinating boards who will be in charge of setting up the regional fare payment systems. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any questions on the technical amendment? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards. Any debate? Seeing none, without objection, let's hear that amendment approved. We're now on the bill as amended. Any questions for Senator Book on our bill? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards. Any debate? Senator Book, you recognize the close.
Hakuna Matata. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Having waived close, Corral, please call the roll on final passage for SB 76.
Senator Brandis, Senator Lee, Senator Perry, Senator Simpson,
yes.
Senator Dale,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 76 will be reported favorably. Next, we will move to tab 6. Tab 6 would be CS for SB 1166. First, Senator Albritton, that is the broadband internet services. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. Good afternoon, Senators. This bill will transfer broadband authority from DMS to DEO's Division of Community Development and establish an Office of Broadband there within DEO. DMS is currently not utilizing this authority. The office will be charged with creating a strategic plan for increasing broadband internet service for rural underserved areas. Currently, applicants from Florida lose points when applying for federal ReConnect grants because the state does not have a strategic plan. This change will allow Florida applicants to be more competitive. It also defines underserved. And the bill also states that up to $5 million of the annual $35 million appropriation starting in 2022-23 fiscal year may be used to assist with the development of broadband infrastructure within or adjacent to multi-use corridors, commonly known as the MCORs, and that'd be the bill.
Thank you, Senator Albritton, for that explanation. Any questions to Senator Albritton? Senator Thurston, and I'll open it up for a series of questions for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you for the bill. I just was wondering, we're transferring it to DEO for what reason? Is there some particular reason why it's being transferred?
I'm going to open the floor up so y'all can go back and forth if he has more questions.
Okay,
do not
thanks.
Have to go through the chair.
If I get out of line, just let me know.
I will.
Thank you. So this bill was brought to me from DEO. I don't know what the thought process was behind DEO having this authority and utilizing this authority versus DMS. What I do know for sure, of course, as I'd mentioned, is that DMS is not utilizing this today. And I can see in rural Florida the ability to have a good broadband network has a direct tie to economic development and other providing other opportunities in rural Florida. So from a foundational sense, it makes sense to me, but I don't know if there's any backstory.
And just briefly, you said underserved areas. Is that basically like not communities, but not underserved communities, but more? You mentioned rural a couple of times. Are those the areas that we're focusing on as being underserved?
It's a great question. I didn't specify what that was, although I did say that it was defined. It doesn't have to be rural. It doesn't have to be rural. It is an area that does not have a consistent speed of at least 10 megs of download and 1 meg of upload. So anything that is not if that they don't have access to that or it isn't consistently being able to be delivered to them in any particular area, then they are defined as underserved.
Hasn't most of the areas, I guess where I'm from, I don't know, most of the communities do have broadband now. Is that, and there are just some other rural areas that haven't gotten to yet? Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir. Being from rural Florida, our district is very different than yours, of course, but it's essentially all rural with the exception of Punta Gorda. And what I will say is that in my home community, there's broadband that's available, but from my personal experience, that's exactly why I adapted this bill to say consistent delivery of the 10 and the 1, because I pay for that today, but I rarely get it. And there's no other option. There isn't. I can get satellite, which actually we have. We actually pay for two. But when it's raining or it's cloudy, forget about the satellite, right? And ironically, when it rains, the other landline coverage that we have at my home, it doesn't work very well either. So, yes, sir. I can tell you for sure rural Florida struggles with this, and then there'd be some other urban areas that would, if they meet the qualification, they would be targeted for development for this.
That delay, it didn't happen during any major sports events, do it? Like the Super Bowl or something?
Well, that's the biggest problem we have, Senator Thurston, is we've got a couple of boys there that use up most of it, wanting to stream, binge watching some whatever, I don't know, some Netflix deal. Well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, Senator Lee, but I
right, we may have to start going through the chair again.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, Senator Thurston?
No.
All right, Senator Torres, and I'll open it back up. I trust you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, the broadband, it brings back, I remember hearing about this years ago when I was in the Senate, I mean in the House, and it was a question of rural areas. My thing was the school kids, you know, and in those rural areas getting the service and how we're going to, if they can't afford it to be provided, is there any talk about this within the on this bill that to provide for these maybe Title I kids in our schools to be get this broadband internet in their areas?
So that is a very good question and an excellent thought, by the way. You know my heart as well as yours, and certainly there are kids that have disadvantages. We want to do everything we can to help them. That isn't specifically dealt with in this, but I would tell you I'm certainly open to that conversation. It fits right down the alley of how my brain works anyhow. I can also say that in rural Florida, one of the challenges we have at our home is FLVS. All right, so I think everybody here should know we were a homeschool family. Mm-hmm. We did that so that I could participate in this. And sometimes it's very, very difficult for our kids as we were going through the homeschool process to have access to FLVS to accomplish their school. So, Senator Torres, I'm certainly open to talking about that. It's not here, but I understand it's a problem.
Yes, and to follow up, it's just that you see this broadband on commercial, on TV. I mean, it's really hitting the market out here. And my question is to the providers of this service that we need to make sure that those who can't afford, you know, to make it possible, they're working people, they're low-income families, that they're able to retrieve this kind of service as well.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, can I make one other comment about that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Again, great question, great comments. This is really all about building a strategic plan. Really, that's what this is. And that strategic plan gives Florida the opportunity maybe to take a look at addressing that particular need. But that strategic plan will allow us to not have points deducted in trying to get federal funding to help partner with, you know, ourselves in helping solve this problem. So I would suggest to you that as the strategic plan is being put together by DEO, that that would be an appropriate opportunity to interject these ideas and see if there's other ways to leverage other funds, if that makes sense. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, I got one appearance card from Karis Lockhart, Department of Economic Opportunity. You wanted to wave in support. Can you come answer Senator Thurston's questions? I'm sorry to bring you up like that, but I'm sure you can tell us why we're moving this from one department to another.
Back in about 10 years ago, DMS had the broadband program come through them for telecom reasons, but now we're thinking at DEO, we already work with underserved and rural communities that it fits best to put in our menu of areas to work with rural communities, so that's why we're asking for the transfer to come from DMS to DEO.
You said you already work with rural communities. How's that coming? I hear the senator talking about his son's downloading and not being able to utilize it. What's the holdup for those communities?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you're recognized.
Right now, I think it's more of an access to broadband, so that's what the strategic plan is really supposed to be working on, so we can bring stakeholders together to figure out what the issues are, what are the hiccups, and so that's what this first start, the signal to the feds, really that we're serious about broadband, and honestly, Secretary Perdue reached out to the governor's office to have USDA provide some funding, and so this is supposed to help applicants for those dollars get higher points so they can score to access the federal dollars.
And just one last question, Mr. Chairman. Senator Torres was talking about low-income families. Are there other communities based on their economics that are not rural that are underserved as well?
I believe so, and that's what the department's really going to be tasked with in the strategic plan to figure out where those gaps are in broadband service, whether they're rural or urban areas.
Senator Simpson for a question.
While we're adding things, can we add farmers like egg farmers in Trilby that will have access to broadband also?
Happy to work with all the stakeholders at play regarding the strategic plan.
That is a good answer.
Yes.
Any other questions? Thank you.
No problem.
All right, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized for having waived close. Ronald, please call the roll on final passage for CS for SB 1176.
Senator Bandus?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1176 will be reported favorably. Next, we're going to go to tab 4. It's my understanding Senator Albright is going to be presenting Senator Wright's bill. That is CS for SB 1070 on Space, Florida. You're recognized to present the bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly a blessing to be able to help Senator Wright. He is not in town and has gone to a funeral, which was very important to him. So he's given me this opportunity. So Senate Bill 1070 revises Space Florida's authority under Florida statute, allowing them to streamline its bonding processes while not keeping the state of Florida on the hook. As you know, the legislature has previously set forth financing responsibilities for Space Florida, a special district, in order to do what they need to do to improve our space industry. This bill adds it. While we're still keeping accountability measures in place for Space Florida, we give them a little flexibility and allow them to accomplish their job in a better way. There's also an amendment, Mr. Chair, that you might want to take up.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and take up that amendment. That's barcode 139628, and then we'll go back into questions after that. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you. The Space Coast region is experiencing unprecedented growth, and with that comes certain environmental regulatory challenges. This amendment makes environmental mitigation an allowable expense in addition to the cost of redevelopment and expansion that already is itemized in the bill as it relates to the use of these funds. Give Space Florida the ability to provide turnkey solutions to the private sector looking to relocate or expand to the region. That'd be the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions on the amendment? I have no appearance cards. Any debate? Without objection, must show that amendment adopted. We are now on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, I have one appearance card. That's Kevin Williams, Space Florida. Waving in support. Thank you. That is all the appearance cards. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you recognize to close. Having waived close, Rael, please call the roll on final passage of CS for SB 1070.
Senator Bandus?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 1070 will be reported favorably.
Thank you. Thank you.
Members, we'll now move to tab 6. That's CS for SB 636, Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles by Senator Stargell. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill will allow the tax collectors to improve and provide more efficient customer service by emailing and texting information to customers such as office locations, hours, appointment information. Currently, they're only allowed to use that information for renewal notices.
Thank you. Having explained your bill, are there any questions? Seeing none, I have two appearance cards. That's Tim Qualls with Florida Tax Collector Association. Waving in support. Edward Briggs with the Florida, also with the Florida Tax Collector Association. Waving in support. It's a double wave for the tax collectors. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close.
Having waived close, Raul, please call the roll on final passage for CS for SB 636.
Senator Bandus?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Simpson,
yes.
Senator Tadeo,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 636 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, members.
We will now go to tab 7. Tab 7, which is Senate Bill 1570 by Senator Perry. You're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill consolidates and clarifies the responsibilities and duties of the Division of Library and Information Services to reflect current practices. It allows the Division of Libraries to submit one comprehensive annual report to the CFO rather than two duplicative reports. And it eliminates the maximum annual awards of $400,000 from the state. And that is the bill.
Any questions for Senator Perry? Seeing none, I have one appearance card, and that's Christy Fitzpatrick, Florida Department of State. Waving in support. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, Raul, please call the roll on Senate, on SB 1570.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 1570 will be reported as favorably. Okay. We're now going to move to tab four. I'm sorry, tab two. And that is CS for SB 414, fees, specialty license plates by Senator Bean. Senator Perry is going to present that bill. Senator Perry, you're recognized to explain that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill amends Florida statutes to provide that unless a specified or for a particular plate, the annual amount of fee will be a standard $25. It allows and establishes a $50 annual fee for the following out-of-state specialty license plate, the University of Alabama and the University of Georgia.
Any questions for Senator Perry? Seeing none, there is two amendments. The first amendment is barcode 276914 by Senator Bean, presented by Senator Perry. You're recognized to present the amendment.
Thank you. And this is, people may think this is the Jamie Grant Amendment, which adds the University of Auburn. But my wife is from graduating the University of Auburn, so we're going to record this. This is the Amy Perry Amendment, and it adds Auburn University.
Any questions for Senator Perry? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards. Any debate? Without objection, let's show that amendment. Again, barcode 276914 adopted. We're now on the second amendment, and that is late filed, barcode 853756. Any objection to take up the late file amendment? Seeing none, you're recognized to present the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my great amendment. It's an amendment that would add Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, to the list of authorized license plates. We'll be filing a separate amendment authorizing the plate on the companion bill at its next committee stop. The proceeds from the plate will fund the scholarship for Florida residents who attend Morehouse College. And in case you may not have heard of Morehouse, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the home of some of his most notable graduates are Samuel L. Jackson, Spike Lee, and our biggest graduate would be Martin Luther King, Jr. And that is the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Having explained your amendment, Senator Thurston, are there any questions on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Senator Perry, in debate.
Yeah, thank you for the amendment. You know, I can't tell you I'm in favor of not. This is not my bill. And with Senator Bean not here, I don't know if you've met with him or talked with him or gotten where he thinks this is okay. So I'll defer that to the committee on whether, and Senator Thurston, whether you think that's we want to keep that amendment.
Well, I do want to say that I did reach out to Senator Bean. I know he was not available, so I understand that we were not able to speak about the amendment. Because he's not here, I'll withdraw the amendment and present it at the next stop when he is present. But I do want you to know that I'm going to call this the Perry Thurston Amendment since I happen to be a graduate of that fine institution, Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. And we'll present it. I'll withdraw it until I have an opportunity to speak to Senator Bean.
Thank you, Senator Thurston. So without objection, let's show Amendment 853756 withdrawn. We are now back on the bill as amended. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you are recognized to close, Senator Perry.
Wave close.
When wave close, Raul, please call the roll on final passage of CS for CS for SB 414.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes, and with your vote, CS for SB 414 will be reported favorably. Any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Brandis moves we adjourn without objections. Show that motion adopted. This meeting is adjourned.